Saudi Arabia is fighting militants as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the so-called Islamic State. The country also says it is reforming militants in a rehabilitation program at home. You might call it counterterrorism as social work. More than 3,000 young Saudi men graduated from the program since it began in 2008, including 120 former prisoners from Guantanamo Bay. NPR's Deborah Amos visited the Mohammed bin Nayef Counseling and Care Center, a sprawling complex on the outskirts of Riyadh.
There are golf carts here and palm trees, plus an Olympic-sized pool. This walled compound used to be a holiday resort. It still looks like one. It does not look like a reform center for convicted terrorists. The center only works with those not convicted of a violent crime. The Saudis claim a success rate of more than 80%. Detainees return to their families as well-adjusted members of Saudi society. On my visit, the inmates were kept out of sight, except for one hand-picked star graduate, 29-year-old Badr El-Anzi. 2 years ago, he was set to join ISIS. Angry and frustrated, he was arrested before he could leave the country. After prison, he was sent to the rehab center.
You have now decided that ISIS is wrong.
Yes, I want to fight ISIS, he says, which he now does on Twitter, challenging Saudi recruits to quit and come home. His treatment here, intense counseling, vocational training, plus financial incentives. He's got a scholarship for college and helped to find a job. An easy case, Al-Anzi never made it to the battlefield. But what about the tough ones, the Al-Qaeda extremists?
They're not so tough. These are our kids. And anyway, they are members of our society. And they are hurting us. And we feel obligated to help them.
That's Dr. Awad El-Yami, a counselor here. He's a U.S.-trained art therapist. He's pioneered an innovative program unusual in Saudi's ultra-religious culture, where some Saudi clerics say drawing is forbidden.
I had a hard time convincing my people with art, let alone art therapy. Art therapy for jihadists? This has been very, very, very hard. Actually, art creates balance for your psyche.
It's also a window on the psyche, he says. Drawing is a way for inmates to express emotions, anger and depression at first.
This is just a gallery to show their work.
He analyzes the watercolors like a detective, dark landscapes. An inmate is still living in the past. After a few months of counseling, the paintings show more promise, scenes from family life in Riyadh.
What is in this one? A huge sky with blue color, and the sand dunes with a pickup truck there.
Is this somebody who is coming to terms with coming home?
Sure.
So you see this as good news?
Definitely good news.
The bad news, a striking number of inmates draw pictures of castles. El-Yami knows exactly what the message is.
I'm not going to give you any information. I'm behind the wall, and you cannot get through.
Because they know that when you unlock their minds, that's the beginning of them
exactly.
Changing.
That's what they think at the beginning. If I give you information, I'm weak.
He takes the failures hard. Some 20% of inmates here go back to the fight. One spectacular failure went on to become an Al-Qaeda leader.
And unfortunately, he went through the cracks and went back to Yemen as the leader of the group.
Do you, when that happens, do you...
It hurts. It does. It hurts.
Now, El-Yami is preparing for a new wave of inmates, the ISIS generation. More extreme than Al-Qaeda, they have witnessed intense and terrible violence. Can he reach them too?
But you know the wave is coming.
It is coming. We got some in prison waiting their sentences to be over with, and they will be here. What the hell am I going to do with ISIS?
A laugh from a man who knows his toughest challenge is ahead. Deborah Amos, NPR News.